tourist's fishing trip disaster.
A dream holiday turned into a nightmare for an American brother and sister called Dan and Kate Suski. They were enjoying a fishing trip in the Caribbean near the stunning island of St. Lucia when their boat sank, leaving them and their captain to fight for their lives. The fishing trip began well enough. The weather wasn't brilliant, but Dan wasn't complaining. He had a huge fish on his line. He was trying to pull it onto the boat, and Kate was helping him. But then, the captain realized there was a problem. Water was coming into the cabin, and the boat was sinking fast. The captain used his radio to send a message for help. Then he shouted to the Suskies, "Jump out! Jump out!" So they did, and a few minutes later, the boat disappeared under the waves. They were about 15 kilometers from land. The captain told the Suskies to wait with him in the water. Help was coming. The weather was now awful, but they were wearing life jackets. After an hour, the captain and the Suskies lost each other, and there was no sign of rescue. So Dan and Kate started to swim as fast as they could towards land. They were both thinking the same terrifying thought. Sharks. A plane and a helicopter appeared in the sky, but nobody saw Dan and Kate in the water. Hours passed and night came. The Suskies swam for 14 hours. Then, in the moonlight, they saw some cliffs. They were only a few meters from land. But they couldn't get out of the water here. The waves were breaking against sharp rocks. It was too dangerous. So Kate and Dan swam past the cliffs. By now, they were exhausted. Eventually, they reached a sandy beach. Out of the water at last, they lay down and rested. Then they started to look for a town or village. On the way, they picked and ate green bananas. Dan said later that it was the worst and best food of his life. After 3 hours, they met a young farm worker. He gave them water and food and stayed with them until the police arrived. He also gave them some tragic news. The captain was lost at sea. Dan and Kate Suski spent a few days in hospital. Their story appeared in news programs around the world, and there was one final piece of astonishing news. The captain also survived. A rescue boat found him after 23 hours in the water.